The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So if you remember in August, we talked about the flight to nowhere in Taiwan. Do you remember?
No. Remind me.
So Taiwan came up with this idea. Nobody was flying in and out of Taiwan, which is an island off of China. I know you don't know where anything is. And, you know, the airlines were like, we have to make money somehow. What are we going to do? So they came up with this idea of a flight to nowhere, where you get on the flight, they charge you, you do everything you have to do as if you're normally getting on a flight, except it doesn't go anywhere. It goes up in the air. It gives you a tour around Taiwan. You get to see all the areas of Taiwan maybe you've never seen or certainly never seen from the air. And it's about, I don't know, 90 minutes. And then you land back down where you boarded. People loved it. It was such a big thing. They did another one with a Hello Kitty theme. They did one with a Hawaiian theme. These flights are selling out in 10 minutes.
so they don't go nowhere. They just kind of float around and then they come back.
They fly around. They show you, you know, maybe that you could see areas of China from the plane that you've never seen before. So Japan and Australia were like, oh, like Qantas and whatever the big airline is in Japan. They were like, huh,
Kangaroo
this looks
Airlines.
Like a really... Right. This looks like a really interesting idea. So they started doing it. Now, every single one of these airlines has at least five flights to nowhere. They sell out in minutes, and they cost anywhere from $575 for a ticket. Unless you want to fly first class, you can pay $2,765. And these flights are selling out.
Well, see, if it was Delta... and the flight was to nowhere, they would cancel it all the time. You would always get bumped. But I'm not actually going anywhere. No, there's something wrong with the plane. It's going to be tomorrow. You're going to have to sleep here at the airport.
You'll sit on the tarmac for 90 minutes. Well, that was it, folks.
That was my whole experience flying with Delta.
Flying Delta.
Yeah, so I had a lot of time where I just kind of flew around the city, then they landed back again.
You've done the flight to nowhere.
Exactly.
You just didn't know that's what you were doing.
And it was about the same price, so.
But see, the thing I don't understand is when I travel, okay, I like when I get somewhere and I see the place and I meet the people and I eat the food or whatever it is I'm going to do, I do my thing. You know, am I doing a radio thing? Am I going to a concert? Is there something going on? The flying part, the getting on the plane and off the plane and the flying, that's the worst part of it. You know, the going through, you got to go through TSA to this flight to nowhere, take off your shoes.
Yeah, because you can't blow up the flight to nowhere.
Right. I mean, it's still the TSA. They still, FAA still has their TSA guidelines, so they have to follow it. It's all the worst parts of flying.
I wonder if people bring bags. So they got to bring bags and they got to put it in the overhead compartment. I don't like any of this because it takes people so long to get on the plane and then off the plane and you're not going anywhere. This is for insane people.
It's for people that are just really bored. You know, they're just so bored. They're bored of staying home. They're bored of the pandemic. They live in countries and in areas where there's a travel ban, so they can't go anywhere. But look, apparently they have money. If you're going to get on a Hello Kitty themed flight for $575, you clearly have money to burn.
But are people really that bored?
Clearly, I'm telling you, all of these flights are selling out like crazy. People can't wait to get on these.
See, I can see going around New York on the helicopter when it takes you around the Statue of Liberty and things like that. But just to fly at 20,000 feet and come right back down?
No, that's what it does. So it's a scenic flight. That's the idea. So if they did one in New York, you'd fly around New York Harbor. You'd see the Statue of Liberty. They would probably take you a little further. Maybe you'd go into New Jersey. You know, maybe you go up to Connecticut. You just, you know, you fly around and see the general area and then land back down at JFK or whatever the most annoying airport to get to in the world would be.
That's exactly what I want
to
do.
Getting to the airport is the other thing. I mean, New York, there's not one airport that's convenient to get to. It takes you 90 minutes just to get to the airport.
Yeah, JFK is the only one that's almost convenient. But let's say you take off out of JFK and you circle around Jersey and land back at JFK. That's not fun.
No.
There's nothing fun about that.
Wait, and you're paying for that. They're not paying you to promote anything. You're paying them to do that. That's the amazing thing. This is genius.
Have you seen Jersey at 10,000 feet? It's not very attractive.
No, unfortunately, I have. Yeah, I've been up in a helicopter over Jersey. And it's not even nice in a helicopter.
It's big oil things, and it's nothing. And snow here, even in July.
Well, you know what's going on here now? I don't know if you heard about this, but so you know all the fires in California?
Right.
And Oregon, the way the jet stream worked, all that smoke is here now.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. If you look up, the sky is hazy. It's this weird shade of like orange, and people are like, what is that?
You're 3,000 miles away from it.
I know. The news had to say that weird color that you're seeing right now as you look out your window, that's from the fires. They had to let us know. The news to tell us about that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You go outside in New York and the sky is orange. That's not good.
Right. And so you're flying around in that? No, I don't think so.